WGN Radio, our Ask Lou segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Hi, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on? You sound like you're replumbing your kid's bathroom.
No, I'm actually not. Do you want to know what I'm wearing? Because, you know, there was Oscars last night.
I thought the fashions were fabulous. I thought the ladies and the glittery stuff, Halle Berry, I just thought everybody looked terrific. Your thoughts?
There was one woman, I can't remember the name of the actress, and she was in this red dress that had like these giant, it almost looks like somebody took a air compressor, and she had like these giant balls all around her. And I was like, that's an interesting look. But yes, I thought the fashions were great. And quite frankly, when the opening of the show happened and they did that Wicked number, I got chills. Boy, those two women can sing.
I thought I missed that because 6 o'clock.
It was unbelievable, and I'm a big fan of and have been of Cynthia Erivo for a while. But the two of them together, they obviously have some kind of chemistry, and they can both belt it out, and was just amazing.
I thought the songs where they did three James Bond numbers were really good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm a big James Bond fan, so I always like that kind of stuff. And it was very fun. I was my wife is very serious about watching the Academy Awards, and so I was basically forbidden from speaking to her during the whole broadcast.
I turned the TV on right when Conan O'Brien was emerging from the body of. And that was a good bit. That worked. I mean, I know one of our listeners said, that was disgusting. Children are watching.
But it was a little... Now, I did not see that movie, and so I only knew a little bit about it, and I thought it was very funny, and I thought he did a terrific... I'm a big Conan fan, so, I'm maybe the wrong person to ask, but I thought he did a nice job.
Adrian Brody, I'm reading now from the New York Times, was en route to the stage at the Dolby Theater Sunday night to collect his Oscar for Best Actor when it appeared to dawn on him that he had forgotten to do something important. Halfway up the staircase, he paused and took a piece of chewing gum from his mouth. He turned to locate his girlfriend, Georgina Chapman, who stepped forward from her position in the front row as Mr. Brody readied himself to make a softball-style underhanded pitch to her. It was not a perfect
toss. Why wouldn't he have just put it in his pocket?
Who's chewing gum at the Oscars anyway?
Well, you want to have fresh breath as you're, kissing all those stars.
The question now is, what kind of gum? Because you would imagine sales will go way up, but that has not been made available to the public yet.
Yeah, did you see she caught it?
What is this, your mom? I mean, if I'm your girlfriend, I'm like, no, I'm not catching your chewing gum in mid-flight. You either swallow it or you take it out and put it in your pocket. I don't know what you're supposed to do, but tossing it to your girlfriend. And then giving...
Go ahead.
Well, and then he gave the second longest speech in Oscar history. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, no. I thought the sweetest moment was the whole Kieran Culkin thing with his wife about the kids. And the camera kept coming back to her, and she was acknowledging, he was telling a story about, did you follow this story?
I did.
About I'll have more, I'll have another child with you. We'll have four kids if we win an Oscar. And he's telling the story, and the camera keeps going back to her. And she's like nodding her head, I did say that. And it was just such a sweet moment between, obviously two people that love each other, and it came off very nicely on TV.
One other piece of pop culture. Here was the first headline I saw today on USA Today today on Ariana Grande. Sorry, but you can be too thin. The lollipop bodies being paraded on the red carpets are proof. And then they had a picture of her, and I don't know what her ideal weight is, but it is a bit much. She is too thin, said the USA Today, speaking of fashion.
Yeah, I think we got to be very careful about body shaming either way of anybody in particular. I think that's just not a healthy thing for us as a society. So,
Lou.
You are who you are.
I got questions for you about all kinds of little nitpicky things. That is, things around the household that our listeners want answers to. But you also said that because of the weather, people are maybe thinking about their property a little bit on the outside.
Yeah.
What's your advice today? What's on the Lou to-do list?
My to-do list now is we're in a great opportunity in the early part of March to get tree trimmers out to do any trimming of trees that you need done. In particular, take a look at the parkway, trees that might be on your property or extending over the property of a neighbor that you've been concerned with. You know, ultimately, they always talk about the perfect time is, you know, right at late fall when the trees start to go dormant. And, you know, the reality of it is when a tree needs to be trimmed, it needs to be trimmed. That's it. But right now, before those leaves pop, tree trimmers have a great opportunity to come out and really kind of take a look at the dead wood when they're up there. Many of them use a boom truck, and it's a really good opportunity. And in speaking with a couple of contractors I know that are in that business, they have availability right now. It's been a weird, you know, kind of winter. Nobody's thinking that. So, you know, you can probably get someone out there within a day or two to do the work once they give you an estimate on it. I will tell you this, just like with any contractor, make sure that they're legit. Make sure that they can provide you with proof of insurance, because here they are coming, cutting down a big tree, you know, or cutting down branches. If they hit on the neighbor, you want to make sure that they're covered, and you get proof of insurance before they start any work.
What about this? Does it matter where the tree is? That is, I thought you were going to say it's expensive. I'm always amazed at how expensive it is to get somebody to trim or take down a tree. And I keep thinking, I can do this. So I know I can.
You know,
I can make a tree come down.
The issue is that they have the equipment, right? I mean, most of these tree trimmers have these bucket trucks, and you're paying for that. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, you don't want to be sticking a ladder up and cutting the tree above your head. You know, I mean, if you notice when these professionals come out, they are above what they're cutting.
Oh.
And they're using ropes and pulleys to secure what they're cutting so that when they release it after they cut it, they slowly take it to the ground.
Right.
That's what you're paying for. You're paying for that expertise. You're also paying for them to be able to, when you're up above it, you can look at it. So when the tree is trimmed, it's not lopsided looking. It, you know, you want it to, if you're trimming it, you want it to do in such a way that's healthy for the tree and so that it grows correctly and properly. And, you know, people with a lot of experience can help you attain that.
WGN, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. You'll hear him Saturday at 6. He joins us Mondays with the Lou To-Do List. He said time to think about maybe trimming a tree. You could get on someone's schedule. Lou, would the insurance company ever come out before a branch fell on my roof?
I'm not an insurance agent, but what I do know of insurance companies, they don't want to pay for anything they don't have to. And, I mean, obviously, if it was broken and hanging, that would be one thing. But if it was a branch that was hanging over there that, you know, was still growing and looked, you know, solid, they probably wouldn't do a thing or not compensate you. They would just say, that's your responsibility. And if something happens, then we'll cut. It makes no sense, but, you know, insurance companies, it's all a numbers game with them. And so, you know, if they can go 2 years without paying it, that's their deal.
Are there, but the city will do it if it's on like the boulevard or on the property on the other side of the sidewalk, right?
So the city will cut the city will do the trimming in most, you know, the city of Chicago, most municipalities around the Chicagoland area. In the parkway, those trees are, you know, technically the responsibility of the city. However, the branches that extend over onto your property, kind of the way the rules work, you can trim those. Many times the city will have, you know, they want to know who's doing the work, and if they're licensed in that area, they have the basically approval. Like if there's one or two branches that are extending over the public way that are, you know, that the tree trimmer deems to be hazardous, they can trim those without too much of a problem.
Yeah, right. And as I discovered, some municipalities have lists, I suppose most of them do, of the trees you can plant and the ones you cannot. They don't want disease-prone trees or scrub trees sometimes, so you got to make sure you look at the list. You don't want them to find you or make you dig it out. Hey, Lou, I have several lithium-ion batteries for power tools in my garage, and one in my car for jump starting. Should these batteries be in metal boxes because they pose a fire hazard? Thank you.
I mean, I don't, you know, I suppose you could go that route. I mean, I have a lot of lithium ion batteries that I use in the tools that I use, and in my workroom, they're just on a shelf. I don't tend to worry about that combusting. You know, if they were to be smashed, certainly that's an issue. I will tell you this from a recycling standpoint. Most hardware stores and home centers have battery recycling for those types of rechargeable batteries, lithium ion and NiCad, the old NiCad batteries, which are, you know, not that common any longer. There's a box. You come in, you seal it in a plastic bag. Some do charge for the service. Some don't. And, you know, that's the right way to have them recycled.
Right.
The you know, the battery thing, John, you know, you talk a lot about, you know, the car, you know, electric cars and whatnot. How we're going to recycle these batteries is a real question down the line, especially the big ones on these electric cars. And so we've got to get a handle on that for sure.
You have answered this question before, though, as I recall. If I just have a little AAA, AA, the batteries for my stuff in my house, I can throw those in the garbage when they're done. I don't have to bring those to the store.
Right. They no longer need to be recycled.
Wow.
The inert metal that was in those batteries is now gone. And so if you go to Energizer or Duracell, they will tell you that it can just go in the garbage can.
Says here, hey, Lou, my gutters have started to show the aluminum. Should I replace them? What do I do?
I mean, if they're not leaking and, you know, there's just a little wear on there, then you certainly can paint the gutters. I mean, you know, if they were originally what they call seamless gutters, you know, that is a powder coat finish on that aluminum. And so it's very durable, but once it starts to wear, if you go ahead and paint it, most exterior paint is designed to go on metal. The key is to clean it really well,
yeah,
and then paint it. And you can paint it with a brush. And now you do have a painted surface. And so, you know, it might be down the line that you, you know, you're going to be painting it again. But if they're not leaking and they look fine other than, the appearance of them, I would just paint it. Benjamin Moore has a really nice exterior paint that is designed to go on metal and should hold really well.
I got lots of questions for you today, and now I'm out of time. So I'll get to them with Lou next Monday, and you can hear him on Saturday at 6 a.m. I recommend you listen and call in then as well. Thank you, Lou.
See you, bud.
That's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Bamfordini.